Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Project Reviews Q. Might have a guest with me today. Or do I?
You do.
Oh my, rare guest appearance. So
I
glad to get off.
dried off in time. I'm gonna use your jokes here.
Let's be careful now. Be careful now. Thank you again for joining us. So much fun today. It's just so rewarding to see us make projects come forward and get some advances, and then we'll do a real nice swath. Hopefully I make sense, and my some of my animation is a little flip, I know, but freeing us from these systems, I just never get tired of helping, and I know you feel the same way. And so to really look at the collusion of banking into our real estate industry, the rules and regulations for title, the timelines associated, look at all the people that are real estate agents, title, and escrow, and the whole thing's a big timeline game that at the end of the day we can resolve very easily, very easily. And I'm very excited about it. But again, this is Project Reviews Q, so I'll take any calls, any topics today, and just keep the ball rolling here. I'm favoring starting shows from your input. So all those emails, all those subscriptions, prescriptions, all the correspondence you give me creates more avenue for these conference rooms. So I appreciate it very much. And so does the Mermaid and the PRQ team. Let's see if we can knock out a few calls here today. I like to use this for us to hear how we're all observing the planet and any updates, any improvements. I don't mind politics. I don't mind any subject. I want to be of support and help, and I am certainly the Mermaid does too. All right, well, let's get her going while I still have a voice. Thank you so much for listening in, and my great love to you. And we are going to start from Singapore. I wonder what time it would be in Singapore. Mermaid, that's someplace you've been. Malvin from Singapore discusses his project. Please, Malvin, welcome, welcome, welcome to PRQ. Or anyone? Malvin, are you there? Singapore, are you there? It's a long ways away. Maybe you're muted. Maybe
Malvin,
you're
speak up. Malvin,
maybe
Malvin,
we'll do a
speak
tele
up.
let's do a telepathic call today. All right, that's all right. Sounds good. Sounds good. We'll catch him next time if nothing else. Thank you, BBS. Yeah, so it's really fun for me to see the PRQ team test out things so you don't get in trouble. And so we do stretch the limit, and we want to be, your spiritual crash test dummies in many response, in many many
I'm here. Can you hear
Hi,
me?
Melvin. Yes, thank you for coming into PRQ today. How can I help you today? You have the mermaid myself.
Thank you for accepting my call.
Always, please. How can I
Hello.
help?
Oh, yeah. Since the last time you asked me to start all over again, so I talk about my 39 project, which you say that we should do from the heart, something like that. Instead of doing
Please.
something, start from the heart. Yeah. So what I do is my first step, because the 39 project, it cannot be one shot all delivered at the same time out. So what I do, I will engage the top level people first, and from then I will give them a sheet with the 39 project, and I tell them do mark a heart on each project that you think that we should start with, and then the importance of who is the best project to contribute and start first. Then with collaboration of this, then we discuss how the project will move on. in the meantime, we get our office space ready, equipment ready. So we consolidate, then we have the first tabletop meeting with all the top officials, top professionals, because in my non-discretion agreement, I have attached 70 professionals to come forth. So I will go to the list and get the people involved.
Can I hold you right there for a second? Now, okay. when we look at leaders of our planet, our country, what are we sure that we want to keep adopting hierarchical leadership? VBS and I were just chatting before the show here, and a lot of our propaganda teaches us that don't vote, your vote doesn't count, etc. At the same time, the hierarchical systems are counting on us not turning out, and they can obviously rig elections, things of that nature, and propagandize that things are actually happening when they're not. That would be a summary that I see constantly. In Australia, when I was there, there is tremendous amount of propaganda saying we're going to go do something and nobody's doing anything. And so you can't actually trust the leadership is doing anything because the propaganda is telling you one thing or another. Do you have a solution for us getting an organizational alignment that allows us to voting? What would this new world look like for us all get organized and aligned? I chose PRQ. What's a way where we could all agree that we need to change a system or process and or, as you say, use your heart? What do you think that should look like?
Because my company is AOG. It's Art of Giving. So the name of the company is Art of Giving. So when the staff is being employed, they have to write a list of how in their heart will they like to contribute to the community, to the society in the art of giving. Because we say financially we are strong, but we want to have people with those people who can giving, you know?
Something. Absolutely. Now, how do we implement this in your region? What would be the change that needs to happen? What is the implementation process?
It's my implementation is because I know all the 70 professionals. I actually talk to them. They're interested in humanity project. So they say they're interested. Some are biometric card. You know, they can produce biometric card. They can do all the importance of the project being listed out. They are involved. Like some are actually handling major project because my project is, some are very huge, you know. Like the low-cost housing, they are very huge. They already have the people in place, just that no fund. So when I come in, I'll provide them the fund, and then they will run.
Okay, I'm going to try one more time. What is the necessary implementation? What change do we need with these? How are we going to make it happen? That's my question. What needs to happen? Remove resources. What is the action item we have to do to make it happen? Let's not talk about money or resources or this guy or that guy. What is the activity that we have to execute now? Implement, excuse me.
We have to, first of all, I have talked to them for quite some time. Just they put it on hold. So when I start the project, I will call those important professionals that I know of to come to a board, to a meeting, and then I present them and asking them several simple questions. I like to do, you have time, you have to do this. Are you able to, in your lifetime, if you wish to do some humanitarian project, then I'm involved now. If you can come through, then we will see what each person.
All right. Yep. Great job. Great job. All right. So, Melvin, I'm going to move on to the next caller just because there's a lot of guys, a lot of folks on here today. But what I heard from you today is we need to get organized, and regardless of the entity. So I'm going to move on to the next call, but that helps me a lot. So based on what I'm hearing from Melvin and everybody that's listening here is, so the mermaid probably could speak to it too, but it's when you get a big volume of people that are aligned. Thank you so much for your call, Melvin. I'll move on to Kelly next. I think it's Kelly. When you have a large volume of people and not all of them are heart centered, in Singapore, at the risk of standardizing and judging and pointing out the lack of organizational alignment in that area, to survive, they have to stay in the systems. And so, as you can see, the only real way to solve a lot of these problems is getting organized in your communities. And you're starting to see it mature now more and more. You're giving up some of these systems. Didn't say they're all bad, but they sure allow you to have individuality and collaboration. And a lot of these systems you're not going to need here in the future as we get through the next 10 years. They're not going to serve you, as I point out with county taxes and state laws and county rules and regulations. They're not really serving you if they're not giving back to you. So that's my observation in the world so far, is our local governments haven't served us very well, but we can make our local governments far more robust for our representing our needs is my assessment and many people I get to talk to. Thank you so much for your patience, everyone. Kelly from Michigan. Question, is she patenting 1 acre or all 160 acres? Kelly, beautiful, beautiful day to you.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
Hello.
So I do have 5 certified land patents for the area that I live in. One is like 30 acres, 50 acres, 60 acres. I got several of them because I was hoping to be able to be like a protector or guardian of a lot of state land that surrounds me, because the state seems to be selling off parcels when they like to. And it's a real nice nature area, so I was hoping I would be able to protect that for nature. So when I do the homestead land patent, and am I actually just patenting the 1 acre I'm on, or will I kind of be the steward for the full number of acres in the land patent?
Great question. Okay, so when you record, you're going to record what you desire to take possession of. But it doesn't. The reason you do it that way is to protect yourself from being embarrassed. Yet when you land patent the original homestead, you are going to have a lot of title for the entire area. The only reason you have a parcel with the county is because somebody sold it as a subset of that allotted title, and then, as you mentioned, all the other properties potentially were given away, not having succession, or sold. So it's somewhat semantical that you wouldn't actually be the patent holder for the 160 acres. How you record it in the county is up to you. The point I'm trying to make here is parcels are county terms. They're not allotted title terms. So we don't use those terms. The county has made it that way so that they can tax you, so that they can get revenue off you. That's why the governorship of states and counties, you'll notice that's why you have all these fancy names in your county and state offices. And they're the ones who are taking revenue from us and making a revenue stream and create a revenue stream. And that's why you have state capitals and rules and regulations around perceived laws that have gone around federal laws. So my suggestion is you record the possession of land description you want, but you hold succession on the entire acreage, correct? And so now what that allows you to do is, let's say there's, of the 160 acres, let's say there's 10, people on it, you can now free them too and teach them how to do it. And all it is now is they just record succession at the county and they will not pay land tax anymore. Defending it is what I want to move on to now, and teaching everybody how to defend it, because it's real easy to do the succession and record it. But when the tax man comes, you need to really be able to walk the talk. So does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I hope
Thank
that
you.
Helps.
And then
it'll get a little cleaner when I can. It'll get cleaner here when I can publish things. I want to get in a little bit of trouble here. Make sure everybody's doing okay. And the whole packet will be public information. And if you do go to Narlo's webpage, it's pretty much all the model we're following. I'm just showing lessons learned now, and make sure I can get you out of trouble if you do get in trouble. Thank you.
Okay. All right. And how long do you think it would take for us to see that package arrive?
Well, so I just sent the first 10 out, and so I'm going to get their responses. So let's give it about 3 more weeks and see how everybody does. And then I'll just do a mass blitz, just mail everybody the package is probably what we're going to do. And then I just want to make sure you guys have resources. You don't have to rely on me. Definitely could use a few more paralegals. It's a little bit granular work and make sure everything's processed work, but I'd probably need, I'd say probably 2 or 3 paralegals per state, and I'm not there yet. So that's what I'm working on right now, getting new resources so you can hang out with someone more organized than me. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And just want to say thank you for the recommendation with Lucia. Spent a week with her and the ladies in Costa Rica.
Wow. That's so cool. Yeah.
So cool. I was hoping to do that as well, but we were traveling ourselves. So fun. That's awesome.
Yep. She's a winner, everyone. Thank you so much for your call. So we'll move on to Jonah there next, but so Lucia's specialty is just unlimited. So she has a way, I owe her a phone call, but she has a way of allowing you to be safe in her presence while coaching you. If relationships with yourself, relationships with your partners, your friends, your family, she's truly engineered and designed to be a heart-centered individual that shows you how to get as powerful as us and or a light being, if there is such a definition. She knows exactly how to get you right at neutrality, peace, and move forward through anything you're working on in most cases. Yeah, she might favor other topics than some, but I'm telling you, just a consultation with her you'll at least find someone who could benefit from her, if nothing else.
Did you say her full name again, just in case people didn't catch that?
I bludgeon it every time. Lucia Nicola Evans, come on down. Yep, she's amazing. And I believe she has a new webpage. You should be able to find her. She's working. All right, Jonah from British Columbia, thank you for your patience. Jonah, so glad to hear from you again. And I want to hear this one. Questions. Atlas Shrugged. What's going on, Jonah?
Well, it's not really so much a question, but thank you for, again, taking my call. And thank you for Mermaid for being here. I'm just curious because you know the movie, right? What is
please,
the premise?
Enlighten me, please.
Real quick. Basically, somebody like yourself who has advanced knowledge of something is slowly taking all of the people that are tired of the system, but all the smart people and the intelligent people, and recreating a whole new world somewhere else while the rest of the world crumbles away. So it's kind of interesting how we're sort of parallel in that in a way with because, to be honest, to really do our collaboration centers and all of our humanitarian projects, we need to be sovereign, and being on our own land is the first step. And in essence, that's kind of what we're doing. So I just wanted to see what your take on that was. That's all.
Absolutely. I agree. Absolutely.
Yeah. So dimensional realities, there are interdimensional realities on other planets. It's quite a long topic, as you can imagine, but when when your intentions have no limitations, is where I would suggest we work on. So our reality, so we're so strong now, our dimensional reality, if it is through our true heart and intentions, i.e. to be free, then the planet will change with you because of where you're at in the ascension cycle. So I do see the information you're working with there. And
yeah, if you attracted the right people to your location, yep, and you all vibrated a certain intention, you in essence are creating a different dimension right there, would you not?
Absolutely, done deal. And it works really fast now. And that's why when I'm working with people that have doubt and fear, they get a lot of that. They're really good at it, in fact. And that's why they sustain sickness. Now, my question to you, if you don't mind, how do we explain it to, you know, grandma and grandpa, the neighbors? How would we proof it so that they can actually touch it and say, you know, if you would look and how do you know the scale of anything is where I love to chat with people. I love educating. I'm pretty sure we can sell that the moon's a machine. I'm pretty sure people could get comfortable with that eventually. The normie of Normieville, pretty sure that we could explain that because it doesn't spin. And its scale is changing all the time. It's coming in and out quite a bit. You can see it some nights it's bigger than others. And obviously the light, the way the light is projected from it is pretty easy to sell. Well, where I really want us to go is, or suggesting we go is, how can you prove measurement at all in a dimensional reality? But your heart and your intentions, when you blink, you can see the frame is stopping and starting. Now, blink an exaggerated time. So what you should be able to see the delta between the vision, the frame of information you're seeing when you open your eyes, and that little gap where the dimensional reality belief comes in. You ever tried it? I know you just did.
Well, I have, but
How do we teach it is what I'm really doing best to ask.
The easiest way, the first thing I would do is just basically say, I mean, if you don't like country music and you walk into a room and there's country music playing, you're not going to feel comfortable in that space. Well, that's the dimensional reality. So eventually people aren't going to go to that valley because they don't like what's in there. So they don't really manifest it in their reality, their world. So that's an easy way to sort of step into that idea or that realization.
Yeah. Now proof it that scene changed is my real question. So how do we explain that they actually did it?
Well, because the things that the only way to do it is to experience and be a part of it and be there when it's happening, because mm-hmm. you can't really reflect back on it.
Yep. Great words. Those are really good words. You got to know that you experienced it for sure.
Yeah. So whenever I talk to people about these kind of types of things, and I try to introduce ideas that are out there, I always just try to find something in their reality at that moment that they can relay it to. That's what I do.
Right on. I like that. You know how many people you just helped? You should get a radio show.
Yeah, really cool.
That's your job.
Okay. All right. I like that a lot.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, I love you. I love you very much. Move on.
Awesome. Thank you for your call.
That was we'll talk soon. Okay, bye now.
Thanks.
Bye. All right, good call. We're getting smarter all the time, aren't we? You notice how the questions are just going, like, they're just getting so advanced now. I know. It's really, so really amazing. All right, Jonah, thank you very much. The BC guys are coming through. How come I don't get anybody from Manitoba, though? You know, Manitoba? Yeah.
Is that BC? I thought I heard an about.
You mean process?
And my process always made fun of, so I'm allowed to do it for a minute.
Fine. All right, let's move on, Kevin. I think we're up to Kevin from Florida. Question about the upper atmosphere. Kevin, this one's going to be heavy. You got a copy, Kevin.
Hey, Q, how are you doing? I love you, man.
Awesome. Love you, man. Thanks for coming.
You bet. Hi, Mermaid. My love to you.
Love you. Thanks for calling.
Love you, too. You betcha. Okay, so I've got a question. You shared some information with us about a lens that is in our upper atmosphere that can magnify the sun's rays and can cause sunburns. Remember that? Yeah. Well, my question is, will that lens ever be removed or dissolved? And if so, how would the removal affect our cenote and our bodies?
Yeah, good question. Okay, so I just did a seminar with a couple of the PRQ teams. Let's go from source to here. If you look at the Sea of Joy on Eve Featherstone's, Eve is One blog, I think, that's pretty close to what ascension looks like on the planet, the transition between your choices from both worlds.
I'll just clarify that so people can look it up, because it is a great artwork to look at. So it's on the website's called eveisone.com, I think it is, but it's Eve Featherstone, and then her artworks, if you look up all her paintings from the past, Sea of Joy is the painting name, and it's a great, beautiful painting of ascension. It really helps, and it gives you upgrades looking at the painting itself.
It's one of the few times I probably will give the Galactic Federation Councils some credit to disturbing another reality. That's why I'm heavy handed with them, is if we can't, we shouldn't get propaganda off our planet. And that's why Star Trek was so prominent for me, we have the right to evolve the way we want to. So that's why I get a little fussy with the groups outside of our universe coming in and trying to help and support. At the same time, it looks like we probably need it too. So it's a tough one. But anyway, when you look at that, the layer of time really looks like a groundswell. So time is really just the actions we take on. I'll talk about the lens I spoke of and how it works from your question. But if I made a piece of paper, let's just say I made a piece of paper and I put it into a wave form, so it would have several undulations like a groundswell, and then I put another one and another one with space in between it and another one, that might be a good way to model dimensional realities. And so when you look at a sun, as an example, light coming from source, it's going to go through each and every one of those layers. So let's just make it, you know, a chessboard that has 10 layers as an example. So don't get hung up on the number. So, but each chessboard on top of each other is in wave form, and then the hole through that wave sign, so to speak, is a sun. So the sun gets down all the way down to the lower dimensions, like this one on the planet, not necessarily lower. It's not healthy to look at it as layers, just different locations. Here, at one point, there was a very, very dramatic war here. And one of those tools to have war, and the war is still going on, was to attack what you are perceiving is the ozone layer, and it is not. It is a way to attack the frequency band. And because those wars were still hung over from them, the attacks, here's what the effects of them were. They annihilated all the trees in Australia, as an example. Just whacked them all out. And when you attack a weapon that's coming into your dimension, it made that lens. Almost on purpose. So imagine if I shot something. I'll give a technology that you're familiar with now. It would be a nuclear bomb. That's not the technology I use. But if I can send a hyperbolic and or radio wave weapon right into your atmosphere, and then you attack it and it explodes. That's basically what that lens is there for. That's the result of that attack. So it's not that someone put the lens there. It's the result of all those ancient wars there. So I would say the mermaid, I'll speak for her for a second, the worst sunburn she's ever gotten is in Tasmania, Australia. Yeah. Or the fastest, I should say.
Yeah, and people say the same for New Zealand as well. And even they're quite a cooler climate, similar to Washington, actually, and places like that in America.
California and so forth.
Similar cold, but you just get fried. Australia and New Zealand are the worst.
Right, so you can prove it to me. And that's why the ozone layer story is protecting against what I'm telling you, is because the melatonin in your skin will not register that area. So you're not going to get tanned. You're just going to get burned. And it won't be a sustainable tan, will it?
It's strange. It is strange. So the melanin in your skin doesn't get to build up and protect you, which obviously is what a tan is. And most places in the world, you get a tan if you're Caucasian anyway in the sun. And down there, you just go bright red, burn, and pretty much go back to your normal skin color. You barely get a tan. It shows it's just burning you down there.
So anyway, the solution to get something done here, sorry, the solution is understanding these definitions a little better and rebuilding, I'd say, the harmonics of the region. So the reason there's not very many people in Australia is because it's a controlled population area. So you only have 25 million people in the entire country. You know, Orange County is bigger, right? So being facetious. So if you could get a bigger population of heart-centered people and or creating an outcome that would heal it, it would heal. I hope. Sorry for so many words.
That's okay. So it would or would not be beneficial to remove the lens?
It's not going to work without, you have to shrink it. So that's what I'm doing my best. So it has to get reduced. Okay. So think of it as like an iris. It needs to get smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. So I'm doing my best in the English language, but it has to shrink. That's what has to happen.
Okay. All right. I also wanted to mention that I am from Carrie's question for Cuesters, playroom.
Yeah.
So do you mind please, if I ask you one final question, please? Okay.
Yeah, I want to just, that's why we're doing all these shows, because I can't get to all of you. So this is a good way to do it, please.
Okay. Once we obtain 160 acres for our personal use, will we still have to work with the current laws about getting water rights, mineral rights, easement rights, zoning laws, etc.? I mean, especially through this transitional period, we'll still have to go through those laws, right?
Okay, who is the authority is my question. So if it comes from the county, zilcho.
Okay.
No way. That's the whole point. We don't listen to the... They don't have authority over federal land. You don't even go in there.
So nobody...
Court.
All right.
You don't go in there. You don't... Everyone's going to stand up and start yelling at me now, but you do not use their court system. You don't. Well, please tell me why you're never going to be embarrassed on your land again is what I'm doing my best to address and teach.
How about, did you also mean with utility bills and stuff or not? How does it affect all the payments you have?
It's my understanding that when you purchase land, you also seem to have to get permission to sink a well to get water, to have the rights to any minerals that are under that ground, under the surface. You have to have permission to build a driveway into the property, and there's zoning laws. So if it's zoned industrial, I can't actually make it agricultural.
Here's how you can prove me. Okay, and we're playing with it all the time. All right, how many times have you dug a well and or made a driveway or mined your land and someone from the federal government said you can't do it? No one from the federal government is going to stop you on your homestead.
Okay,
because that's why it's there. It'll only be state or county. And they are not.
And,
that, They're not allowed on federal land, and they're not allowed to tell you what you can and cannot do on your land.
Perfect. All right. Mm. Awesome.
Have fun with it. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Love you to both of you so much. Have a great day. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. We're making trouble, man.
It gave me chills. It's so important, the land patterning, isn't it? It's like complete freedom, like one of the other callers said. It's the first step.
And we had so many callers going, hey, that's not really that spiritual. You're still using rules and regs of your constitution, and you're still kind of bound. But how else, if you're in the system anyway, you might as well reduce the volume of the system in there. And by the way, maybe you get to sleep in and not get trashed. And I tore down my mailbox too, so no more mail. So good luck. Annette and Tom from Florida, thanks for calling in. It's always a privilege to get to talk to you. Timelines and about her project, please, Annette and Tom. Florida.
Hi, Florida. Can you hear us?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Couple things. So we have a big community project we talked to you about, and it's going to take a lot of people, but we're concerned of the ethics of some people, and we don't want them to have greed put into it. But our LWS says we're going to go through some light wave, and that's going to transform our bodies into crystalline, and that we won't have those unethical people around anymore. So what's your take on that one?
Oh, I love it. We can go all day on this one. All right. Perfect. So there's a bit of truth there. But in what you basically said, as you go through the ascension cycle, you lose greed, guilt. You lose a lot of things associated with becoming more of spirit and what you're calling crystalline. So will there be a day where these individuals do not exist with you? 100% correct. Yeah. Will it 100% correct, but it's going to be dictated by you.
Wow.
Yeah. Like it's not waiting. It's not waiting for an event. Obviously, it's you guys and your choices. But in a way to fast track them falling out of your reality, I think if you guys just keep in your right direction, and you're obviously really heart centered people, and you know the direction you're going, and you've got a lot of good people, I think they naturally do drop away, as long as you guys stay like in complete integrity in your mission. I know it's a tough place. This planet, there's always a few tag-alongs that have not good intentions, but they do just start to fall away as long as you guys keep your intentions clear, and you're going to be raising to higher frequencies in those decisions, and the decisions you all make, and they can't keep up, they will fall away.
Right. So here's a suggestion, because I want to make sure you come away with something here. Obviously, I've participated in a lot of groups around the world and observed a lot of judgment. And a lot of the so-called individuals you talk about, now we're starting to judge them. That's their goal, so that we'll not advance, in this case, a project and so forth. So my suggestion for everybody as we move forward into this more advanced style of mammalian, that is, engineered from source and manufactured, unfortunately, to have a lot of emotions. It's a very emotional planet. But if you can turn all your statements when you're in these groups and collaboration, if you can turn all your statements into questions, things get cleaned up real quick. So when I say you're a jerk, you say, why do you feel that way? So every time you see these statements, and that's typically where these groups are getting out of alignment. I know better than you. We have to do it this way. Okay, why do we have to do it that way? Mm. It doesn't really feel that great. How does it feel good to you? So if we could start using our deliverables as learning and loving, And Lucina Coleman's is outstanding at it. So why do you feel that way? What do you mean by that? All of our statements now, our new language will become in understanding each other, more loving based. So that's where you're going if we would start paying attention. Don't you think so?
You just used that on us. If we could only be like you and the Queen of Hearts, we'll be all set. That's a beautiful answer, and thank you so much. We do have one more question. So I was listening on your site to some old videos, and it talks about extraterrestrial biologicals, and it refers to you as EBE3.
Yep.
And are we all going to go into that plasma force state of manner, the magic telepathy human when we're done all of this? Like you, or are you just a half a billion years in advance of us and we're never going to catch up?
No, it'll be, again, it's up to you. It's unlimited options. But for the most part, that's where you would prefer to be if you wanted as much association with the higher realm, so to speak. I don't like the term of levels, but for the most part, Mermaid, you would say something similar. So when we come here, we learn what it's like here. So that's more of what you're probably going to favor on your home planet or home region, home universe. Remember this, there's many, many universes. So don't look at it too linearly. It's just what you're going to prefer. And it's going to be real easy to know what you prefer when you're not in these bodies and this atmosphere, biosphere, I should say. Does that help a little bit?
It does. It's out there, but we're going to work on that. Thank you. We love you.
You betcha. You have fun.
Shepard had a question. Where did Asha go?
Asha?
Oh, I just felt you asking that. That was so funny. She came in so clearly. Asha's well, as far as we know. She's good. She's doing some stuff.
She's walking the talk. She's walking the talk. That's what she's doing.
Beautiful. Beautiful. We love you so much. And thank you for all your guidance.
My love to you. Have a beautiful day.
Bye.
You too.
All right. Let's see if we can get one more in here. How much time we got left? Oh, yeah. We're doing all right. BBS. Got to wake them up, too. Sometimes they're just sitting there sleeping. They never have anything to do there except answer 6,000 emails from you guys a minute. Thank you so much for all of your communication to me. It means the world to us. We learn so much, and we'll do our best to provide resources and services to you. But it just helps us once you stimulate everybody in the world what needs to happen here and there. And we can proof a lot of information, too, when we get your input. So thank you very much. Tony from New Zealand, questions about her project. Again, PBS Radio is expanding all the time. So watch. Tony from New Zealand. Let's hear a New Zealand accent. I want to see the difference. What does a Kiwi sound like?
Hello.
Ooh. A little bit louder.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, very nice. Very nice. Go ahead. How can I help you?
Hi, Mermaid. I spoke to you a year ago on the 17th of the 7th last year about my project, Connected Community Education. I'm just reminding you about it. And I've sort of been thinking of setting up a business because I've got the project is surrounded by businesses, because the whole plan around it was to create a free education system for lots of people. And I'm, you know, thinking of going to certain areas, you know, finding the homeschoolers and mothers doing the homeschooling and finding a location for them and, you know, setting up the businesses for the organic groceries and Whole Foods. That's one of the businesses. So I don't sort of have a question about that. I just wanted to update that. My question is, will Oceana Trek be coming to New Zealand? Because I really would love to include that in my project.
Do we tell her the truth about our... All right. I'm just going to put it out. Okay. So when you're Q and you're in the greater down under, that was almost Crocodile Dundee, it was very difficult to make friends in political positions. So having people trying to kill you is not very fun. And I just have to say it out loud. And if I had my way, I would have done all the distribution right out of Australia for you. And so I have to just be a little more patient to round up these bad guys a little bit more. So part of my job is part of my job is to find the bad guys. And because it's a global issue, these bad guys, it's very valuable that my compartment, so to speak, can now educate the other compartments around the world as we round up these bad guys. So it pains me to say this out loud because it gives them fuel too, because they know they got a couple wins out of us, but that's their big mistake because now they're exposed. So we need a little more time to clean it up. My goal was to go ahead and distribute funds right out of the East Coast of Australia to all of you. And, you know, I just have to lick my wounds to work another day is the way we perceived it. So I'm sorry to inform you that, but it's an extremely important part of the world because there's a lot of bad guys hiding there. And I guarantee you it's getting cleaned up really quick. So please stay tuned. Do you have any comments?
Yay. Thank you so much. Can I quickly ask you another question, which is actually just about the ice wall. Can I ask a question first? Have we got time?
Please, let's do it.
Yes, I'm just curious. Behind the ice wall, are there prehistoric mammals?
Are there mammals? Is that correct?
Behind prehistoric ice wall.
Oh, very good.
Mammals. So, yes.
Yeah, I would be careful with aging and dating things because of where you're at in the ascension cycle. Do you feel there's an ice wall in south, in the south?
Yes.
Okay. Now, are we creating it, that dimensional reality, or because we know it's there, or if we believe it's there, does it exist? Tricky, huh?
So
because you're so evolved now and you're past the delineation, we'll say the delineation of where spirit comes into body and affects it more and more all the time now, you can actually, when you dream now, you could actually make that reality come true if it was from spirit source, your light. So that's why all of this propaganda is a gas, because if I can sell you a story, and that's why I made that timeline, if I can sell you that story, the bad guys and the good guys know it's going to exist. That's why televisions are in your reality. That's why iPhones are in reality. If I can sell you that this dimensional reality is out there, then it will be. So my great goal here is to tell you that there are no limitations here now. And someone's trying to create limitations with these machines. So as an example, someone asked where Asha is. She's in her own dimension now. She's in her own universe. That's what we're going to have to start getting, expect. So what's on the other side of the planet? Anything and everything. That's why you're not with it. That's why you're not with them, because you believe you can't be with them or whatever the story is. You're not sure it's down there, it exists, or does it? So it's tricky to get used to, but it will be more and more common now as everyone is explaining. That's that crystalline definitions you're explaining to yourself, is if I can dream, that means I can actually go there. But I'm not in my body.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we have to take care, don't we? Yeah. We have to really take care.
Right.
I hope that helps.
Of course. Yeah, that makes sense. Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you,
right.
Kyo. Love
right.
you. Love you,
Mermaid. Thank you. I love you, too. Bye.
All right. Well, her project's outstanding, too. Thank you for the call, everyone. And we're going to close up now. Just keep grinding on us. This is a marathon, not a race. I'll stay with it. So it is just 1 hour feels like 5 minutes.
Get
used to watching time now is my suggestion. So when the saying goes, time flies when you're having fun. Well, now quit looking at clocks, because the digital clock was designed to trick you. Look at mechanical clocks, and you'll see that you're getting a lot more activity out of your day now. And I hope that helps. Thank you, BBS Radio. Thank you for the people.space. Thank you for the spirit.space. Thank you, PRQ team. See you next week, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Have a lovely day.